Thank you, Ginger. That's one of my favorite songs. My name is John Simonson. I'm the pastor of Discipleship and Young Families, and I would like to invite all of you to grab your Bible, turn to John chapter 15. We're going to read verses 1 through 8. If you don't have your Bible, there should be one on the hymnal shelf in front of you, or you can always open up your app on your smartphone or tablet and read along with us. John is the fourth book of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you reach Acts or Romans, you've gone a little too far. When you're there, I need a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard keeper. He removes any of my branches that do not produce fruit, and he trims any branch that produces fruit so that it will produce even more fruit. You are already trimmed because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. A branch cannot produce fruit by itself, but must remain in the vine. Likewise, you cannot produce fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, then you will produce much fruit. Without me, you cannot do anything. If you do not remain in me, you will be like a branch that is thrown out and dries up. Those branches are gathered up, thrown into a fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my word remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified when you produce much fruit, and in this way prove that you are my disciples. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks
be to God. I love this scripture. I love the picture of remaining in the branch. It reminds me of my golf game. I spend a lot of time in the woods. I love golf. Love golf. It is my time whenever I have time between my two jobs. Not only am I a pastor here, but I'm also a full-time police officer in Orange Beach. So whenever I have a day off and I get the chance, I love to go to the golf course. There is something about teeing off at 7 or 7:30 in the morning, being one of the first people out there, standing on the tee box, looking down the fairway with the dew still on the grass, and just a hallway of trees. To me, it is, it's heaven. I just love that image. I like to play with some of the guys from the police department. We play quite a bit, so much so that we even bought a little trophy that gets passed around, but most of the time it stays in my office. But I do share it every now and then. I was on the golf course with them the other day, and one of them said something. We were having one of those days where we both spent a lot of time in the woods. The problem was when his ball hit a tree, it bounced farther into the woods, and when my ball hit a tree, it bounced back into the fairway. So it was a really good day for me. He got a little upset, and he said, "It's not fair because you ride shotgun with God." And I love to take opportunities when they present themselves to share a little bit about my faith with my guys that I work with when we're outside of work. And I saw this opportunity present itself. So what I said was, I think you've got this riding shotgun with God thing wrong. Because I like to think of my relationship with God like we're out here on the golf course together. Jesus walks a straight line from the tee box to the hole every time. He doesn't waver off the path. He stays focused on the goal, and he lays down his footprints for me to follow. My relationship with God is a lot like my golf swing. Sometimes it goes to the right. Sometimes it goes to the left. I'm just trying to get back to the center to follow the footsteps that Jesus laid down for me. That's why I love this passage. I love where it says, if you remain in me, I will remain in you. I think a lot of times we get distracted and we don't understand what it takes to remain in Jesus. I know when I take, or when life gets too busy and I can't play golf for a month or a month and a half, that when I do get back out there, my slice is worse, my hook is worse, everything about my game is worse. But when I get to play on a regular basis, my game gets a little bit better. The slices aren't so bad, and the hooks aren't so bad, and the putts go in quicker. That's a lot like what remaining in Jesus is. When we are intentional about spending time with Christ, what we find is that he is more present in our lives. We find that our lives don't zigzag down the fairway quite as much. They tend to line up more with the footsteps that Christ lays down for us in our life. As we finish 2018 and begin 2019, I wonder what it'll look like for you if you are intentional about remaining in Christ. If you are intentional about spending time with Christ, not just in words, not just like I do with my golf game where I watch some YouTube videos and think about it, but when I actually go out and put it into practice, it begins to work. So what would it look like if instead of just spending time thinking about our relationship with Christ, we spend time working on a relationship with Christ? We're fixing to go through the covenant that John Wesley did many years ago. All of it is about rededicating ourselves to our relationship with Christ. So, how can you better remain in Christ this coming year? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this morning. We're so grateful that we get to come and spend time with you. But we know that's not all that you've called us to. We know that you've called us to a life following in your footsteps. Sometimes we get sidetracked. Sometimes we have to recenter ourselves, refocus ourselves. Sometimes we have to dig deeper into our own hearts to remember what it means to spend time with you. So, Lord, we just ask for your spirit. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your strength. As this coming year, we do more to spend time and remain in you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.